You're listening to Amy Keeps It Creepy, the podcast where I share my obsession with true crime and the paranormal with you. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. Girls' nights, where a spirit may give you a back massage, a rather opinionated haunted doll with a dirty mouth, a witch that used to work for the FBI. This is McIntyre Villa, a Victorian mansion and paranormal hotspot in Kansas that is still home to the many people who have lived and died within its walls. Hi, creepsters. This is your last week for free creepy stickers. Please leave Amy Keeps It Creepy a written review and 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts to get your creepy 3-sticker assortment. Email me a screenshot of your review at info@creepypodcast.com, along with your name and address, and I will mail you your creepy stickers. And yes, of course I will mail internationally. There are a lot of you listening in the UK and Australia, and you are always a part of my promotions. And last week, by the way, I had a huge following in Japan, so hello to my new Japanese listeners. Yeah, I always mail my fans internationally. I think it's awesome that people want to be creeped out all around the world. So don't miss out on your stickers. So big news here at Amy Keeps It Creepy. I have my first fan ghost hunt in the works. Yay, I've been dying to do this. I will announce it maybe next week or the week after. I'm just ironing out details with the location. But I will tell you that it is one of the most haunted places in America. And I see it all the time on the top 5 wish list of professional ghost hunters. So, of course, you don't have to be a ghost hunter. I'm not a professional ghost hunter. I just want to hang out with you and meet my fans, and thank you for listening. But you do have to be open to having a possibly terrifying experience and having it filmed and broadcast. But if you're cool with that, you're welcome to come. It's going to be awesome, and I will keep you posted. You can always check out the show website, creepypodcast.com, for promotional news and photos from the episodes. I'm on Instagram at creepypodcast. And for those of you new to the show, if you like what you hear today, please subscribe to Amy Keeps It Creepy on Apple Podcasts or wherever you podcast so you never miss an episode. I promise to creep you out. McIntyre Villa is a Victorian masterpiece of craftsmanship and was the jewel of Atchison, Kansas. Today, though, it is known to be one of the most haunted places in the Midwest. Oh my God. Today, our special guest is Stephanie Neal, the owner of McIntyre Villa. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for being on Amy Keeps It Creepy.
Absolutely.
Okay. So there are reports at the mansion of, you know, the usual strange phenomena one would expect at a haunted location. But the one that stood out for me, Stephanie, in my research was the lights that go on and off in what's called the tower, except there's no electricity in the tower, is there?
That's correct.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Funny because, well, I've had the house 3 years, and I have read that report, or I've read that in some books a few times, or some articles a few times. I've never seen it, or I've never seen any pictures. I would like to, but I haven't seen it myself. So I'm hoping someone can share that, if they have captured that, if they could share that with me, because I'd love to see it.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, if that's true.
Yes.
Well, I've heard that the previous owners were so terrified of what could happen in this house that they kept the house off limits to most people until you came along.
Yes, they did. They actually lived here from 1969 until they both passed away. One in 2006, one in 2011, I believe. They, every once in a while, would let a few, they had a few tours, never letting people go on any of the floors except for the main floor. And we were, when I first started in 2018, we were the first to let people spend the night.
Oh, wow. I can't believe people actually want to stay there. It's so scary.
It really is. Yes.
Okay, this house has been so many things. A private residence, a boarding house, and some say a funeral parlor. You know, a lot of people have lived in the mansion and died in the mansion. Who haunts McIntyre Villa?
Well, there have been 9 documented deaths. One of them was a suicide. I believe that I'm not quite sure who all haunts the villa. I hear heavy footsteps in the hallway that sound like heavy boots. So I'm assuming it would be a male, maybe John McIntyre, maybe Charles Donovan, who committed suicide. We've been told that there are lots of children running up and down the hallway. We've heard babies crying. We've heard little kids talking. I also believe that others are coming through the house. Like, my dad passed away in April, and I, maybe it's just me who wanted to hear him, but I just swear I hear him every once in a while in the house. So I think that, I'm not sure how many people are here. I just know there are more than a couple.
So you think your dad is haunting McIntyre Villa?
I think that he's helping me stir stuff up, if that makes sense.
Because he can manage it from the other side. He can manage all the ghosts. That's actually a really good arrangement. That's a good partnership.
It totally is. And he is actually one, he's the one that helped me purchase the house. So my dad and I bought it together, and he passed away in April, and everyone, so he knew why I was buying it, or why I wanted to buy it. So when he passed away, I, you know, every once in a while, I'll come in here and I'm like, Dad, let's, you know, have a group tonight, stir stuff up. So I don't know if it's him or not, but.
Oh, I'm sorry about your dad.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So how does one get into the haunted house business? Why did you want to own a haunted house?
I think I wanted to do it kind of as a joke at first. I take my husband, or I drag him, to all sorts of places around the United States just to ghost hunt. And I always joke that if something ever became available, I want it. I would love to do this, thinking that nothing would ever happen. Well, I stayed in a different location twice, and somebody recognized me from staying at the location a few streets down. And they said, you know, there's a house for sale and it's haunted. And my husband said, hell no. So here we are, 3 years later. Here we are. So it just was always just kind of a joke and never thinking it would happen. And it did. And I loved it.
Wow. And so you've never lived there, right?
That's correct. Never lived here, never will.
Have you ever spent the night there?
Oh, I have many times. And actually, I was going to spend the night tonight, but it's uncomfortable, so I'm not going to. My husband was here with me earlier. He won't spend the night unless he's forced to, like Christmas time when he has to. But I have an overnight group tomorrow night, so I figured, well, I'll just stay. And, you know, I won't have to drive home. I live about an hour away. And come back tomorrow morning and, you know, do this again. So I'm like, I'm going to stay. Well, we were painting one of the rooms today, and I think it just kind of stirred stuff up. So it's more comfortable. So I'm going to go home and just come back tomorrow.
Oh, my God. So usually you stay there by yourself because your husband won't?
Correct. He will not. No, he won't even stay here with me. He won't do it. It's not that he's scared of it. He's just, it's uncomfortable, or it's not. He doesn't get to relax, he says. Me, if I'm here by myself, I will wear headphones or turn the TV up too loud. I will sing to myself because I don't really want to hear things if I'm by myself. Now, if I'm with a group of people, I'm like super brave. But right now, I'm here by myself, and I sound comfortable.
Yeah, you've got some coping mechanisms there. Okay, so you just turn up the music and try to get the ghost to get out of your personal space?
Exactly. I drown them out. Yep. Once the music stops, though, it's like I can hear the footsteps. I can hear the shuffling around. And that's when I know it's time to go.
Now, have you talked to the spirits there? I mean, I would have a conversation, I think, when I bought the house. I would say, look, I own this house now. As long as I'm here, you are protected. Don't mess with me kind of thing.
You know, it's funny. My husband does do that. His thinking is, you know, leave me alone. I'll leave you alone. And that's how he goes about that's what he does when he's here. When I'm here, I will set my paranormal music box out. Like right now, it's on at the end of the hallway. And thank goodness it's not going off right now. But I will not ghost hunt by myself. That I won't do. Because my luck, something would respond. And I would just want to leave. So it's kind of, my dad used to always tell me, make friends with them. And I do walk in and I do say, hi, how are you? Did you enjoy last night? You had the house to yourself? Or did you like the group last night? And I leave it at that.
Okay, so it's small talk.
Exactly, yes.
Has there ever been a time that you were really scared, though?
Absolutely, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. It was actually not too long ago. I was here and by myself, just hanging out, decorating. I think it was fresh for Christmas. So I was decorating the mantles and I had my music going really loud. Once I turned my music off, I could hear a bunch of moving around on the second floor. So I thought I would set my camcorder up before I left. And I came up on the second floor and it was so uncomfortable. I had to call my friend and say, just talk to me. I need you to speak because I don't want to hear what's going on. And I was ready to go. It was just so uncomfortable. Like somebody was in my personal space the entire time.
Do you feel like you're being watched?
Yes. Oh my gosh. All the time.
Oh, that's so creepy.
I feel like it right now. Oh, yes. I feel like it right now.
Really? Wait a minute. Are you there? You're not there right now.
I am here. Yep, I sure am. My husband went home and I am here in one of the rooms that a lot of people don't like, which is it's the kids' room. So there are some creepy dolls in here. But I also have a haunted doll with human hair. She's locked in a case. But this is the room I was called a stupid, dumb B word in. And people have been touched and there's an evil laugh that happened. So I'm in that room right now, and that's actually the room we were painting today. So I must be an idiot just sitting in here.
Stephanie, I wish I was there with you. I wish I was there with you because we could podcast together there and we could be scared together.
Oh my God. That'd be awesome.
So I'm sure owning a haunted house, it attracts some interesting people. The paranormal community, there are some interesting characters. Do you have any stories of creepy things people have done?
Some people have asked if anyone's been scratched, or one person did ask me if anyone has been bitten.
Like he wanted to be bitten kind of thing?
I think he did.
No!
I think he did. But other than that, that might be very creepy.
Oh, what a perv. Yeah, you don't want pervy paranormal investigators in your house. No. It takes all kinds.
Yes, exactly.
So let's start from the beginning. John McIntyre was a prominent businessman in Atchison. He was born in Ireland in 1827, humble beginnings, came to America, and he actually came here alone when he was just a boy. And he made a name for himself. He learned a trade in harness making, which is actually smart business. All the people making the trek to the West needed saddles and harnesses. It made a nice chunk of change, but what really made him richer were his real estate investments. And now McIntyre Villa was constructed on the sum of about $14,000, which was a massive expenditure at the time. Tell me about John.
I don't have a lot of information about John. I cannot find a picture of him anywhere. I have tried and tried, cannot find one. He was one of the wealthiest men in Kansas. He was married to Alice first. She was a few years older than him. After she passed away in 1891, he remarried Anna. She was about 23 years younger than him. She had three sons.
And Alice died in the house.
Correct. Yep, Alice died in the house, and his second wife also died in the house. Mr. McIntyre also had the largest convention hall in Kansas. It was at 732 Commercial Street here in Atchison. It held 2,000 people. They had baseball games in there. They had political speeches. There was even a roller skate rink in the building, but not one picture of it either.
Oh, my gosh. It's just lost to history.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Now, do you think John McIntyre is still there in the house?
Do I think he's still here?
Yeah.
I do think he is still here. I think that maybe it's him that walks up and down the hallway with the heavy boots. I'm not sure. I do have a census that I found in 1870 census that says that John McIntyre had a daughter also named Alice. It's like the first wife. And sometimes when I ask about what happened to your daughter, I do get yelled at quite a bit on my recorders. So I do believe that he is here.
You get yelled at?
I do. I get yelled at a lot.
Wait a minute. Is he the one that called you a bitch?
I don't know if it's him or if it's the haunted doll, because I was sitting next to the haunted doll and I was asking, are you happy we're in here? And it said, honestly, it said, no, I'm not. And then Eva laughed.
Why do you have a haunted doll? Oh my gosh. You already have a haunted house and you want to fill it with haunted dolls.
Yep. I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy. So you don't know if the spirit voices are actually from the house or from your haunted doll.
Yes. Well, I do know that the footsteps, the doors opening up, the door handles jiggling, that all happened before I brought the haunted doll in. The voices happened. I think maybe the haunted doll just might have stepped it up.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, do you feel like the hauntings have increased? Do you think the power in the house is growing, evolving?
I do. It's something lately has been, I don't know how to explain it. I've been telling people that it's really, I don't want to say crazy, but it's been really intense lately. I mean, the past few months, intense. Not just, I know that a lot of people who ghost hunt and people who ghost hunt quite a bit understand that you can go to a place and nothing happens. And then you can go there another time and it's crazy, just crazy activity. And that happens here, that happens anywhere. Lately, it seems that here, it's been crazy a lot. I used to tell people it's more quiet than it is not quiet. But lately, it's been more, there's been more activity than there has been quiet nights.
Wow, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Now, I know Atchison, Kansas is kind of known as being a very haunted place. What is going on there?
I don't know. I'm not sure about the activity all through Atchison. I don't know if it's somebody was mentioning the limestone and the water. I don't know if it's the entire town. I know there are quite a few buildings that are haunted. There are some houses, of course, that are haunted. But I'm not sure what makes Atchison one of the most haunted towns in America, but it's pretty active here.
Especially your house.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So a lot of people have lived in that house. Now, there is actually a famous resident that people have called the witch. Tell me about her.
Oh, Goldie. Yes. So Goldie purchased the house in 1952. She bought it when it was a boarding house or a rooming house. And her intentions were to turn it back into I believe what the house was built for, like the 1800s, kind of what my husband and I have done. I don't know how one person would do that because it's hard with just two people, but that was her, what I read was that was her intention when she purchased the home. She lived here from 1952 until she died in 1969 in a rocking chair that we still have. It's in the same room that she died in.
Oh.
And I know, I know, it's crazy. There is a building across the street that is a daycare center. It used to be an elementary school. And I have read newspaper articles that have said the children would call her a witch. They would break her windows and run away. They would, they wouldn't cross the street. They wouldn't come to her side of the street. They would always stay on the other side and walk on that sidewalk. I think she was just really eccentric. She dressed in all black. She didn't drive anywhere. She walked everywhere. And I'm not sure. I think it was just kids being kids, but seeing her in all black and she was always by herself. Just, I think that's why they called her a witch.
I think she was kind of terrifying. There's a lot of stories about her. There's even a story that she was in the FBI.
Yes, that's true. I did actually read that, and I believe it was in San Francisco. She worked for the FBI. I'm not sure what her position was, but I did find her name on a list of employees. So she did that, but she's also a classically trained violinist and played in the Denver Orchestra. She worked for the police department here in Atchison as a stenographer. She just did all sorts of things.
Yeah, she was totally a spy. She was a witch spy, yep, for sure.
Yeah.
But she is said to be one of the most active ghosts on the property. Tell me about that.
That's what we have been told. It's funny. I don't have a picture of Goldie either. Or her real name is Isabel Altus, but she went by Goldie. I can't find a picture of her, so I don't know what she looks like. I don't know if she had blonde hair, if that's why they called her Goldie. I'm not sure. But I do, this is kind of a little bizarre, I think. Every once in a while, I will find bobby pins. Now, I have short hair. I don't use bobby pins. And not that an overnight guest wouldn't have dropped a bobby pin or two, but I see them in, like, I will have vacuumed the dining room and then come back and there are like three or four bobby pins right where I vacuum.
Oh, that's creepy.
I'll find them in the hallway. Yes, it is kind of creepy. So I don't know if it's Goldie or if it's somebody else, but it's so bizarre to find just bobby pins knowing that you just vacuumed there and there was nothing.
Wow. No, that's not a mistake. Someone's trying to communicate with you.
Yes.
So tell me about the visitors that go there. What have their experiences been?
We have had people tell me that I think the most common are the footsteps on the second floor. There's a door that opens up on its own at the end of the hallway.
Oh.
Months can go by and it won't budge, and then it can like open up 10 times in one day. Today, it has not opened, thank goodness.
And where does that door lead to?
That door leads to, it's a sitting room. There are two sets of stairs in the house, and it's right as you go up the main set of stairs. And right when you enter the hallway, it's the door right at the top of the staircase, which a lot of people tell me is where they believe John McIntyre stands and just watches over the house. That is also the room I get yelled at quite a bit from a gentleman. And maybe that is John McIntyre. So it's kind of like a sitting room off of the master bedroom.
Now, could that have been the room where people had funeral practices? Because I read that it was used as a funeral parlor for a while and they would lay out the dead for mourning.
Yes, I did read that. I believe that the viewings were actually in the main, on the main floor. And what we have is the piano room now. So I believe it was in in one of the rooms on the main floor.
Is that a spirited room?
It is. There is, we have a piano in there, and every once in a while you can hear, when I say the piano playing, it's not really the piano playing that we hear, it's like one key at a time. So it sounds like it'd be the doorbell, but our doorbells don't work. So if you hear like a ding, it's pretty much the piano key.
Wow. And it must take a lot of energy for a ghost to push down a piano key.
I would think so. I would think so. It's I don't want to see it. I've heard it from a distance and in a different room, and I'm good with that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I keep forgetting that you're there right now, alone in your house.
I know. And this, my dumb self is sitting on this, like I said, the second floor, which is the most uncomfortable for me, and in the kids' room right next to the haunted doll. So after this, I'm going to have to walk through the house in the dark because, again, I'm not the brightest. I guess I turned all the lights out because I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, you can stay on the phone with me. I'll hold your hand. I understand. I don't want you to be scared. I'm scared for you, actually.
Yes, if the music box goes off, I might just walk on outside.
Oh my gosh, that's happened before?
I have a paranormal music box that is motion activated, and it was so... It's not going off now, thank goodness, but it was going off earlier.
Oh, my gosh. And then you have that creepy rocking chair.
Yes. Yep, we have a creepy rocking chair downstairs that we've been told rocks on its own. Not only that rocking chair, but we have two other rocking chairs that I've actually seen rock on its own. rock on their own. So one is in the basement, which the basement is a whole different vibe. It's seven rooms. My husband will describe it as the Silence of the Lambs type of feel. I feel it. I would rather be in the basement than on the second floor where I'm at now.
Really?
But the basement has something, I don't want to say dark, but there's something down there. It's uncomfortable.
Something's lurking.
Yes. You definitely feel like you're being watched. You feel like something's just behind you the whole time. You can hear something walk up the stairs after you or follow you down the stairs. And that's the same as the attic. You can feel something walk up right behind you or follow you down. It's just like somebody's in your personal space or just watching you.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it's like you're being stalked. It's really creepy.
Yes.
So
yes.
Do you think that there's an evil vibe there sometimes?
I'm not sure. I honestly don't think there's anything evil. I think that, I don't know, I hear different things. If something were evil and it didn't want someone annoying around, I'm sure it would have expressed itself to me because I might be the most annoying and loud person in the house. And I'm here the most. But I haven't really felt that. I felt uncomfortable and I felt like, okay, I'm leaving. I'm going home. But nothing has, other than calling me a stupid dumb bitch, I mean, that's nothing really, nothing, I don't say attacked, but I don't think there's anything evil. I think it's just, something is just not wanting to be seen, I believe. Now, we have also captured, I didn't capture it, but there was an event one night and a gentleman, his name is Brian. He captured something standing in the hallway on the second floor. And I have it on my Instagram, I believe. It has glowing eyes. You see a full person there, the shadow, and you see two glowing eyes. And it's very uncomfortable.
Okay. That is so freaky. I was just going to read you guys what is on their website. Okay. This is from the website. Footsteps walking down the hallway on the second floor have been heard throughout the night. Some feel uneasy on this floor, feeling as though they are being watched. Items tend to be moved from one location to another. Oh my God. You also go on to say the second floor has had a lot of shadows being reported, even one with glowing eyes, and one as large as the entire doorframe leading into the children's room. Oh my God.
Yep. And you know what? I'm glad you read that because I totally forgot about that large shadow person and I'm sitting in that room.
How can you forget about that, Stephanie? I think you have coping mechanisms, my dear. I think you forget about this stuff because you have to stay there sometimes.
I think you're right. You think you're right.
Oh, that's so freaky. But the glowing eyes, oh my God. If I can get a hold of that photo, I'll put it on creepypodcast.com so my listeners can look at it. That's crazy.
Yes, I'll send it to you. It is crazy. Yes. There is one thing that a lot of people will notice when they come to the house, and it's that I have a lot of security cameras. And if you ask me, it's for ghost hunting. If you ask my husband, it's for security because we don't live here. But it also is, it's great for, not to say debunking, but say somebody were in the hallway and somebody sent me a picture and said, look what I captured. I can actually go back and say, oh, that was just this person, or that was actually something else because there was nobody in the hallway. So things like that, I know there are a lot of people that don't want to, or like to debunk, which is always fine with me, but I can show them, look, there's no one else in the hallway. There's nothing. Or there's nothing that would look or take shape of a person with two glowing eyes.
Yeah, I've never met anyone with two glowing eyes. That's crazy.
I haven't either. Me either.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, no.
Yeah, but he might be on the second floor with you. I'm so sorry.
He's probably looking at me. He's probably looking at me right now.
He's like, why are you sitting next to a haunted doll, woman?
Yeah, like, or why aren't you leaving yet?
So, the suicide. Charles, have you tried to contact him?
Yes, actually, we have. When I say we, I have some friends. We have girls' nights here every once in a while. And I'm not sure which room he committed suicide in, but I have an idea, or I think it's in one of the rooms that we actually have as a library. So it might have been his room. I do have a uniform from World War I that he, not that he wore, but something very similar to what he would have worn in France in World War I. He contracted the Spanish flu, never got over his symptoms, came home in 1919. And the newspaper article that I read said it was October the 10th, 1922, that Charles had a headache. He took a headache pill, came upstairs to his room. I don't know which one was his. And 5 minutes later, his uncle Charles heard a gunshot. Then he shot himself in the right temple with a .22 caliber rifle, and it lodged in the left side of his brain for 2 hours, and then he died.
Aww.
I have tried to talk to him. I don't know if it's him I've communicated with. There are times I'm in the library, and my friend or I will ask, you know, Charles, are you here? And we get a yes, or we get some kind of something is communicating with us. I don't know if it's him or not, but I do believe that he is still here.
Yeah, I mean, it's violent deaths, murder, suicides. You know, a lot of times those spirits linger.
Right. Yes.
Oh, it's so sad.
And we do have a recording of. It was too hard to hear, so I never posted it. I had my recorder. I was with some friends here, and there's a door. Well, the door that leads to the library. Whenever I do keep it shut because something jiggles the door handle and something pushes against the door if you're walking past it. But we had asked Charles, if that's you, can you jiggle the door handle? And then we asked who is in there, and my recorder picked up Charles Donovan, which was his name. But it was so faint that I didn't post it. So I do believe he is here.
Wow. I mean, that's specific. That's really specific.
Yes, yes it is.
Who else has come through?
We have had what I think is the most uncomfortable, other than the glowing-eyed person, the most uncomfortable is the baby crying. That, to me, is... water is just really uncomfortable. I've heard it in the basement, plain as day, a baby crying. And then my husband and I heard a little girl say hello. And there were no babies here. There was not a little girl here. Then that evening, we had a group spending the night, and a lady captured a baby crying in the kids' room that I'm sitting in. again, I am an idiot. I think one of the most uncomfortable is a baby crying or little kids' voices. And I don't know why it makes me uncomfortable, but a kid's ghost scares me a lot more than an adult ghost.
Because kids are creepy. Stephanie,
yes,
kids
are.
Yes, creepy.
Yes.
So have you ever been touched by anything there?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. There was a night when, again, playing Yahtzee in the basement with my friend. And I told her, I said, take my picture really quick. And I just closed my eyes. I'm like, something is playing with my back. And you can just feel like little fingers in my lower back. And I just sat there. I'm like, it's okay. You can do it. And I haven't been touched too often. I've had back of my hair touched. I had my lower back touched. And that might be about it. Every once in a while, it feels like maybe little something could be touching you, but it's not as prominent as like when I was in the basement. You could definitely feel fingers playing with your back.
You ladies and your creepy girls' nights, man.
Yes, I know.
You have the spirits massaging your backs. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I know.
Wow. Wow, that is trippy. So the basement is really active. Well, no wonder your husband won't go down there.
Yes.
There's something really funky and creepy down there, and there's a kid spirit. Oh.
not only a kid spirit, but a baby spirit.
Baby.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Crazy. It is crazy.
Have you looked up the death certificates of the other people who've died there?
Well, I do have the information on the 9 people who died, and actually one of them was a 4-day-old infant. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I don't post that because I don't want to be insensitive, but there was a baby who did pass away here, and I don't know if it's a baby or what, but it's bizarre.
That is so bizarre.
Yes.
I mean, whether that is a residual haunting or like an active baby spirit there. It's crazy.
Right. Babies, we've had some mediums say that there were possibly illegal medical procedures on women in the basement. That could be another reason.
In the basement?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, it would have been in the basement.
I don't even know if it's true, but if it is, that could be maybe why there's a baby crying. We've heard a lady moaning, and not the good moan. It was like, I'm in pain moan. Yes. So, yeah, the basement is a whole different ballgame, I think, in the basement. But still the second floor for me. It's always the second floor for me. I mean, I'm not going to go in the basement anytime soon by myself. I would during the day, but like tonight, no way in hell.
No way. No, you're not going to walk through the dark into the basement.
Nope. No.
Oh, now tell me about the attic, because the attic, I saw a picture. It's cool looking.
It is. It's huge. Unlike the basement that has 7 rooms, the attic is one big, huge, open space.
It's awesome. It's a party room.
It is. It totally is. My dad, he used to say, when I retire, I'm going to live in your attic. I'm like, you can't, because we do overnight, Dad.
Stephanie, he might be there.
You know what? It's funny because activity has really stepped up there, so it might be him. It's crazy. Like, you can hear furniture being like scooting across the floor, and nothing will have moved. Or you hear voices, you hear whispers, you hear just walking. But the scooting of furniture, that's pretty crazy. When you're sitting here on the second floor, and you can just hear it being just dragged across the floor.
I can't help but think that someone is trying to communicate with you.
Yes, probably. And I don't know. I would be willing to listen if I had friends here with me. Like, you know, my crazy girls' night. But by myself, I just don't think I can do it.
With a little wine, a little rosé.
Yeah,
you can communicate with me if I have my girls around me. I need my girl posse.
Yep.
So yes. Tell me more about the attic. What have been the experiences there?
The attic, we have been told there's no documentation. So whether this is true or not, I don't know. there was possibly a hanging in the attic, but I don't know if there was or not. Like I said, no documentation. Some people have captured a hanging on their SLS camera. They could see like a stick figure and it was hanging. So a few people have captured that.
You're kidding. A few people?
Yep. Yes. And that still doesn't really freak me out too much. I think it's when you can feel something walking up the attic with you. Like you're walking up the stairs to the attic and you can hear the footsteps behind you, or you can feel, last week actually I was here for an event and I was up in the attic, and before the event started, I could hear one of the other ladies that was here walking up to the attic, and so I was waiting for her to show up and she never came up. So I went downstairs. I'm like, were you walking up the stairs? And she goes, no, I haven't left the kitchen. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to the attic. So it's a lot of, like, shuffling around. Lots of banging around. There was one time we actually, it's a kind of a heavy door going to the attic. And there was one time, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, the door flew open, and you could hear crashing around. I actually thought somebody broke in the house, and I called the police, which I've never done. Other than that one time, because I just knew someone was in this house. I could hear crashing around and the door was open.
Someone was in the house.
I know, but nobody found them.
Oh.
So yeah, 5 cops came in and they called us up and they said, nope, we think a big gust of wind blew it open. But if anyone has been here, they know that the attic door is really heavy and it's not going to blow open from the wind.
Oh my gosh. So what did you tell the cops? Did you say that must have been my ghost?
I just said, yep, you're probably right, and just hung up and let it go.
Oh. Oh,
yep.
The word's going to get out about this place. Yep. The cops are going to know pretty quickly.
Yes, yes.
I've heard people say that they walk by your house and they see people like in the windows, like, and there's no one there.
Yes, I've heard that, and it's kind of weird. I feel like I'm like off for words, but yes, even when I leave the house to drive home, I will still take pictures of the outside of the house, even though I know what the house looks like, of course, because it just feels like they're watching you, like they know you're leaving. They're like, okay, she's gone. There was a night I was here, again, a girl's night, with just my friend Sarah and I, and I set my recorder on the fireplace mantle in the dining room. We went to bed. The next morning I listened to it and you could hear they're going to bed. And then something else responded, I know.
Oh my God.
That, yes. And so that makes me think they probably are looking at the windows like, he's gone now, or he left. So it doesn't surprise me that people see faces out the window.
Oh my God. They talk about you, Stephanie.
Yes. Yep. They do. That's really bizarre. Like, they're going to bed.
It's so bizarre that you have people living there. You have the undead living there. And they're conversing about you. They're watching you. They're following you. Oh!
Yes. My husband calls them extra roommates.
That don't pay any rent.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Oh, I wish I was there with you. I feel bad. I mean, I'm getting pretty creeped out. I'm alone here in the studio, and I can only imagine how you feel right now.
I'm pretty good now since, obviously I hear your voice, and if something's going on out in the hallway, it's tuning everything out. Once we hang up, that's a different story. I'll have to see. I'll probably call my husband and have him talk me down the stairs, but who knows? Sometimes I think I'm really brave. I'm like, I can do this. I'm a professional. And then I'm like, nope, I can't.
It's almost the unknown that's scary. Like, if they would reveal themselves and talk to you, it wouldn't be so scary, but it's that you don't see them and you feel them.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I don't know if I have this running joke sort of where my husband hates the joke. But the movie The Other. I'm like, what if we're dead and we just don't know it? So I always joke with you, I'm like, can you see me? And he's like, that's not funny. I'm like, but really, what if we are like the others. We're dead and we just don't know it. But then I think, what if somebody is sitting in this chair right across from me and I just don't know it? I mean, I just don't know it.
Stephanie, we're kindred spirits. I have thought about that so much. It's a bizarre thought. No, I'm obsessed with that movie. I love that movie. And yeah, what if we are all the undead?
Yes.
And the people that are haunting these places that we're so scared of are actually the living. It's freaky. Oh, it's so freaky.
Yes, I think that all the time, like too much, I think, but it's weird. Like, I mean, I don't, it's bizarre. Like, what if I say, if someone's in here with me, can you walk down the hallway? So I'm like, and then I walk down the hallway. I'm like, what if they're asking me to, and I'm walking down the hallway?
Right.
It's bizarre. Yes.
Wow. Well, the next time I'm in Kansas, I have to check out your place. It is fascinating.
Yes, anytime.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoy talking to you.
If you liked what you heard today, please subscribe to Amy Keeps It Creepy. In the month of February, if you leave a written review and a 5-star rating, you will get free creepy stickers. Simply screenshot your review and email it to info@creepypodcast.com, along with your name and mailing address. All of my giveaways are posted on my website, creepypodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Toxic content. Toxic.